It is time for us to catch up with Leslie and Gani from Action for Blind People. Each month, we look at just some of the events available for children and young people who are blind or partially sighted at the Actioneers Club. So it could be weekly clubs, could be things happening, residentials, monthly activities. Hello, Leslie.
Hi, Alan.
How are we?
I'm good, thanks. For you?
Great stuff. I'm not too bad. Are we all set to go then?
We are.
Good. Okay, let's look at what we have in store. And I'm going to look at some of the activities that are available at some of the weekly clubs here. Things like multi-sports, trampolining, horse riding, but a working farm visit, that sounds quite good.
Yeah, that's over in Kent. So obviously they get to see, well, as it says, a working farm, to see see what that entails and, you know, get to have a look at what the activities are and see the animals, etc. So...
Good, good. Did they do any kind of, you know, shearing the sheep or anything like that? Is it not that quite hands-on?
Not quite. I don't think so, anyway.
I've got some drama in there. Sounds
pretty
good.
Popular drama. So, that's, you know, we're doing quite a few sessions in that. So, not, you know, great for self-esteem and confidence.
Any actors of the future? Maybe see them in Britain's Got Talent, something like that, maybe?
That's it.
We've got animal handling. So is that a bit like the farm stuff, or is it more kind of creepy crawlies and things?
It's more creepy crawlies and small animals. So I know I've been to a session myself before, and there was different types of lizards. There has been a few known to be some tarantulas at those sessions, and cats and things like that. They get to learn, obviously they get to handle the animals, but they also get to, you know, learn about them, you know, what they eat, where they're from, etc. So, you know, it's really good.
I suppose if you've got children who are blind, who don't even know what these kind of creatures look like, that must be great. It must be quite like, you know, the looks on their faces must be a picture.
Yeah, and the looks on the faces, last time I was at the session and I had a little squelchy lizard in my hand as well. Everyone found that amusing.
All right, we've got All Aboard with Thomas.
Yeah, that's over in Lancashire. So, yeah, you get to go to Thomas the Tank Engine and ride on the train.
That seems pretty cool to get a chance to go up front at all.
Yeah, well, I think so, yeah. It's like, you know, a session where it's like the full train ride, so you get to learn about what's going on with the trains.
All right, so just some of the events available at the regular clubs. Let's look ahead, though, to some sort of bigger events. You've got an Independent Youth Day. That's coming up on the 23rd of April.
Yeah, this is a full-day event, so it's from 10 till 6:30, so real action-packed, and that's at the Brayside Outdoor Centre there in Devices. And there's actually a joint event here, so we've got activities for the young people, so they're going to be doing things like shelter building, low ropes, crate stacking, things like that. And then in conjunction with that event, we've also got some workshops for the parents as well, so they're going to be, you know, there's going to be sessions around education, mobility and independent travel, so, you know, all those things to start getting the young people independent.
Mm. When I noticed that you said that the parents are going to get a workshop on independent travel, now that kind of rang true. My kids, I got twins, they turned 12 just at the end of the month there, end of March, and they want to start, you know, going on the trains and buses on their own, and they can see, you know, they don't have any problems with their eyesight, and so I can imagine that if you get parents with kids who are blind and want to try this, it must be quite a scary thing.
Yeah, and it's something that we're working on a lot more at the moment, is the independent travel element. Like, we've done it a lot with the, like, 18 to 25s, but actually, you know, to start teaching skills at an earlier age, you know, and, do you know, where they're supported locally to, you know, understand getting on the trains and things like with the journey care as well, you know, what support you can book at the station. Mm. You know, in advance to support you to do that independently, and obviously, you know, a lot of the young people, you know, they might go to Hereford, to the college there or something, so, you know, it's a great thing for them to start to be able to do, and obviously it all comes for them to be independent, and, you know, if they're too, when they're leaving school or going to university, they, you know, they need that skill to be able to travel independently.
So indeed, indeed.
Starting it a bit earlier now.
All right, let's look ahead to the 27th of April. You've got Have a Go Sports Day.
Yeah, this is in partnership with the local Century Lost Teams and British Blind Sport. So it's a full day, it's during term time, and it's 9:45 to 2:30. and they're going to be doing activities such as cricket, football, goalball, gym, a bit of judo, and also sound tennis. And that's over at the Sir Doug Ellis Woodcock Sports Centre, which is at Aston University in Birmingham. And that's like free for them to come along. And obviously the VI teachers are coming along to support them on the day as well and get them to the event.
Great stuff. Now, you've got some residentials, quite a few different residentials coming up for 8 to 17-year-olds.
Yeah, we've got our annual activity breaks, and the deadline for applications is coming up. So we've got the 15th of April, so we've still got places left. And these range from 3 to 5 night residentials. And we have them for 8 to 12-year-olds, 10 to 15, and 12 to 17-year-olds. And it's all about, you know, making friends, improving confidence, independence, and, of course, taking part in, like, the outdoor-type activities as well, and just, you know, learning from the peers. So they're in July and August, and they cost between £180 and £300, depending whether it's a 3 or a 5 night one, and there is funding available for families from Victor to cover these costs, you know, if that's a problem.
Great.
Them.
Is there a deadline for the applications to help with the funding?
Yeah, well, we've got the applications as a, you know, as a whole for the residentials, and that's Friday the 15th of April, so that's next Friday. But once people have got placed, you know, they can keep applying for the funding. So, you know, they don't need to do that by next week. They just need to secure the place, and then they can be supported by ourselves and Victor to put the funding applications in.
Fantastic. We've crammed a lot in there, Leslie. If people would like to find out more then about the breaks we've discussed, or perhaps they're thinking that their children might benefit from some of the more regular clubs in the local areas, how do they get in touch?
Well, if they've got access to the internet, they can, if they go on our website at www.actionforblindpeople.org.uk, and if they go to the Children and Young People and Families section, it gives you a little description about the different types of event we offer, and then there's an events calendar in there as well, so they can look at the local area. Or they can give myself a call on 01642 233 439, and I'll get them the information that they need.
Fantastic, Leslie. Great speaking with you as always, and we'll be back in touch again next month.
Great. Thanks, Alan.